Yo, Mr. Ryan Worley checking in. Happy Wednesday to all my authentic smile listeners and the blessed people in the world. Hope you guys are doing awesome today. I'm having a really great day. Started off with a really great morning. I had an amazing night last night. Very busy, however. Just had a really good day, man. Been having a great week. I hope you guys are doing the same. Spreading peace, love, and positivity per usual. Jumping into today's topic, I want to touch on something that I feel needs to be said, however it may ruffle a few feathers, and that's okay. Hopefully it challenges the mind, you know, and sparks the listening ear to be interested in changing this part of his or herself. Without further ado, the topic of today is this. Don't be the person that everyone talks negatively about. Don't be the person that is classified as the liar or the person that's dishonest. You know, be the person that everyone loves. Be the person that everyone messes with because of how honest, true, and real you are to yourself and to them and to the environment. You know, being your authentic self, being a real person, right? I just plugged Collaborate's album, by the way. If you guys don't know who Collaborate is, Bay Area artist, he goes pretty crazy, very good music. But side note, sorry. Be a real person. Being a real person, showing people your scars, your pain, your happiness, your distraughtness, your depression, your joy. Man, this is the new cool, right? And it's not really the new cool. It should have been the old cool. But now everybody like such as myself and everybody who thinks like me, we're all tapped in with this real person, you know, approach to life. Because what it does is when you could be as true to yourself as possible and to people around you, you don't have to look over your shoulder or feel like, you know, any type of friction in your energy in terms of like whether or not you may be telling the truth or not telling the truth, or you'll be so confident in the fact that people who mess with you or people who care about you, they won't question anything about you. They'll just be like, man, that's just a real person right there. That's my guy because of how honest and true and caring he is. That's my girl because of how much support she shows me and how much she gives a listening ear to me during times of distraughtness or happiness, you know. Let's face it, guys. Everybody has gone through a phase in their life to where they weren't their complete self. And now that I'm my complete self, I have nothing but great things to say about myself. You know what I mean? I have all the self-confidence. I have all the reassurance that my life is going to be just fine. I have all the faith and all the prayer behind me from my family and friends who care enough about me to pray for me and my family. I have all these great opportunities to just better myself and better my life. And man, it's a beautiful thing. And the only thing that drove all these things to happen and to build this positive energy and positive outlook on my life is the fact that I decided to quit all the games, quit all the fictitious ways, forget all the things and all the people and all the environments that caused me and pressured me to be something that I'm not or be a person that I'm not. I'm so comfortable in my skin these days, and that's literally all it's about. You know, being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with your life, being grateful for your life where you are today, and being positive and having faith to build a future for your life and for yourself and for your families and for your people you care about. That's all life is about, man. At that point, life is very simple. You know, we get up every day and we feel good. We get up every day sometimes. Sometimes we don't feel good. But, you know, it's a blessing to wake up every day. And we need to start understanding that and smelling the roses while we can. Because that's part of authenticity. So being the person that everyone loves and respects and has nothing really negative to say about, this is a heck of a feeling when you can accomplish this, you know what I mean? And like I said, it starts with your self-worth. It starts with the ability to understand that being your real self, authentic self, and allowing yourself to be exactly who you are to the world opens that door for you. So my message to you guys is very simple. I won't keep you guys long. I say that every day because it's the truth. I don't need to talk around these certain things. These are things that we need to pay attention to in our life, and I'm just giving it to you as raw and authentic as I can. We need to understand that it's okay to be sad some days, or angry some days, and happy some days, and joyful some days, and it's okay to be isolated sometimes, or talk to your friends or your family about how you're feeling sometimes, or it's okay to go through depression, it's okay to go through struggle, it's okay to be in love, it's okay to deal with heartbreak, it's okay, like all these things are okay, it's a part of life. But if you don't allow yourself to live your truth through your emotions and through your heart and through your soul and through what you believe in and your moral codes, all the true and real raw things that your life is, you won't have anything to offer to your life in the future. Because you're going to be so afraid to give the world this part of you, or these pieces of you, your every molecule of who you are and your whole being, you're going to be afraid to give that to the world and the universe. And you know what? The universe ain't going to give you nothing back. So what I'm saying is you guys have to learn how to be vulnerable. We have to learn how to be okay with dealing with certain things and going through the trenches and going through the process to recovery, or to building, or to going from a negative life perspective to a positive life perspective. We have to be willing to do these things and to care that much and to take pride in understanding, like, hey, I am who I am. And my biggest pet peeve hearing when people say, you know, I am who I am, you either take it or leave it type of thing. No, I don't fully agree with that approach to feeling like, you know, you are who you are. The negative things in your life, you should want to change. The positive things in your life, you should want to build upon. And now when you say, I am who I am, take it or leave it, it has some weight. It holds some weight to it. It has some substance to it, because so many people say, oh, I am who I am, or I am who I am, take it or leave it. They don't have to mess with me because I don't mess with them, or la, 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 la. It ain't even about the other person. It's about you and your outlook on life. And so many times in our lives, we get caught up thinking that everything is about us. You know what I mean? So that's my message today. I don't really have anything else to say or talk about regarding, you know, positive energy today, because this has been weighing on my heart and I finally got a chance to actually talk about it. Man, ever since I started being my real self and authentic self, all these awesome opportunities in life have just come my way. All these blessings, all these, I've been taking everything and exaggerating it, like showing love and spreading peace and helping others, even when I don't have it financially, being a listening ear, taking it, everything to the next level, you know? Elevation is all about taking a chance. Elevation is all about having faith. Elevation is all about believing in yourself. Elevation is all about being a real you. So I want to leave you guys with that super quick today. You guys have a great rest of your day. Be blessed. Don't forget to spread peace, love, and positivity. And also, don't forget to pray first. Authentic smile out. Peace.